This is a dual stereo sound recording compiled into a 5.16 channel audio file. There are four mics in an X position. Front left, front right, rear right. There is no center, there is no subwoofer. But I will be simulating center and subwoofer by mixing them in for the experience to prove that six-channel audio is possible with four-channel mics. With that said, we are using a Tascam DR70D. Unlike the last recording, which had the bass track at bass reference latency, and the second track at zero latency, and the third and fourth at 10 milliseconds latency, this one has all of it at zero latency. So there's no dithering or phase discrepancy or whatever you want to call it between the tracks. I'll give you a layout of the room. To my left is a lamp at 11 o'clock, at 10 o'clock. To my right is a lamp at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock. The bird clock is at 9 o'clock. The computer is at 7 o'clock. The refrigerator is at 12 o'clock, due 11 o'clock. So it's not true 11 o'clock, it's not true 12 o'clock. But if you're in their kitchen, it would be 11 o'clock as you're facing the back wall. With that said, I'm going to run down the microphones. Before I do so, however, let me point out that there is noise floor or tape hiss in the background. That's just an example of words to describe what you hear in the background. And the reason being is because we're using Behringer vocal dynamic microphones. The dynamic microphones have dynamic magnetic coil pickups, so the volume isn't as high as it could be. As such, we're having to crank the gain all the way up to high plus on the DR70D. My next recording will hopefully fix this, as we will hopefully be using C4 Behringer condenser microphones. Not only will there be more blending between the front and rear tracks and the side-to-sides for a more appropriate mixing and a more proper sound, but there will be less noise floor because there will be condenser microphones with condenser coils powered by phantom power. One is high impedance, which is the microphones that are dynamic because there's higher resistance, I believe, and the condenser microphones have low resistance. They pick stuff up easily. With that said, let me go through the soundtrack for you. I will leave room for simulation of center and subwoofer. Here we go. Front left. Front right. Rear left. Rear right. Notice I was about 3 to 6 inches from the microphones when I said this. I'm standing over the top of the microphones, bent over the top of the microphones in my chair, so you hear me hopefully in the center. If I lean back, you hear me in the rear. If I lean forward, you'll hear me up front, as the microphones are on my couch, and the back of my couch is keeping the front microphone from picking up most of the environment up front. In this recording, we do not have any background music on, so don't worry about copyrights and possible violation. It's been a pleasure showing this to you, and I hope that this is useful in making a purchase of a 5.1 sound rig for a microphone or individual microphones to place in a 5.1 rig within the room. A good example of a 5.1 rig would be the Holophone Portamic Pro or H3D. Single mics would be an example of a 5.1 setup. We're not using a true 5.1 microphone right now, but we're set up in a 5.1 position with four microphones. Anyway, it's been a blast showing this to you, and I hope you like it when you find it on freesound.org, because that's where I'm going to upload the final product. With that said, this is Guardian 2433, and I'm out. Later.